tonight, this evening, to greet you all in the name of Jesus. We are in this place of Kanana to prophesy through your life. The heading of this outreach is the dry bones will have life again. I know that tonight your life is somehow. Your life is somehow. But we are here tonight to prophesy to your life that there is life. There is hope. 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 You are in your house. You are able to hear us tonight. I want you to have pen and paper. One of the good days, I believe you will have a Bible. And you will be able to read the verse that we are going to read tonight. There's a song that I want us to sing there. Can you just close the game or something?
Lifeleng moki samaya
stringing.
Let's open our Bible in the book of John. Chapter number 11.
John chapter 11.
There are few chapters that we are going to read. John chapter 11. We read verse number 1.
So find out verse 1.
John chapter 11. We read verse number 1.
John chapter 11. So find out verse 1.
We read verse number 3.
So find out verse 3.
We read verse number 10.
Second verse 10.
We read verse 17.
Verse 17.
Well, can you just adjust the... There is some funny noise that I There was a man named Lazarus who was sick. He lived in the town of Bethany, where Mary and her sister lived. So Mary and Martha sent someone to tell Jesus, "Lord, your dear friend Lazarus is sick." Verse number 5. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Verse number 10. But whoever walked at night would stumble because there's no light. Verse number 17. Jesus arrived in Bethany, and found that Lazarus had already been dead and in the tomb for 4 days. Verse number 18. Bethany was about 2 miles from Jerusalem. Verse number 21. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you everything you ask." Jesus said, "Your brother will rise and be alive again." Verse number 31. Then Jews who were in the house comforting Mary saw her and get up and leave quickly. They thought she was going to the tomb to cry there, so they followed her. Mary went to the place where Jesus was. When she saw him, she bowed at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Verse number 34. He asked, "Where did you put him?" They said, "Lord, come and see." Jesus cried, and the Jews said, "Look, he loved Lazarus very much." Verse number 39. He said, "Move the stone away." Martha said, "But Lord, it has been 4 days since Lazarus died. There will be a better man." Martha was the sister of the dead man. Verse number 41. So they moved the stone away from the entrance. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." The last verse, which is 44. The dead man came out. His hand and feet were wiped with pieces of cloth. He had handkerchief covered his face. Jesus said to the people, "Take off the cloth and let him go."
John chapter 11 from verse 1. Ithi kwakukhona othile ogulayo uLazaro waseBethania umuzi wakubo kaMaria nodadewabo uMartha. Verse 3. Ngakho ke odadewabo bathumela kuye bathi, "Nkosi, beka lo omthandayo uyagula." Verse 5. Kepha uJesu wayebathanda oMartha nodadewabo uLazaro. Kodwa uma umuntu ehamba ebusuku uyakhubeka ngokuba kungekho ukukhanya kuye. Verse 7. Kwathi ke esefika uJesu wamfumana eselezinsuku ezine ethuneni. 18. IBethania laliseduze neJerusalema kungabanga ma stadiyo ayishumi nanhlanu. Verse 20. Ngakho uMartha esezokuthi uJesu yeza waya kumhlangabeza, kepha uMaria wahlala endlini. 22. Kepha ngiyazi na kalokhu ukuthi nokuba yini ongakucela kuNkulunkulu uza kukunika khona. 25. UJesu wathi kuye, "Mina ngikukuvuka nokuphila, ukholwa yimi noma efa wophila." 29:30. Yena-ke ebuzwa lokho wasuka masinyane waya kuye. Kepha uJesu wayengakafiki emzini, kodwa esekuleyo ndawo uMartha emhlangabeza kuyo. 31. AbaJuda basendlini naye bamkhuza bona uMaria esuka masinyane ephuma. Bamlandela bathi, "Uya ethuneni ukuba akhale na?" 35. UJesu wakhala izinyembezi. U-34. Wathi, "Nimbeke phi na?" Bathi kuye, "Nkosi, woza ubone." 35. UJesu wakhala izinyembezi. 39. Wathi uJesu, "Susani ize dade wako ofile wathi kuye Nkosi usenukanga kuba sezizine. UJesu wathi kuye angishongo yini kuwe ukuba uma ukholwa uzakubona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu. 41 balisusa itshe, kepha uJesu waphakamisa amehlo wathi, Baba ngiyabonga ngokuba ungizwile. 45 khona baningi kubaJuda babezile kuMariya bebona ebekwenzile bakholwa nguye. 49 kepha othile wabo uKhafayese engumpristi omkhulu walowo mnyaka wathi, kuba anazi lutho nina. Amen.
Let's close our eyes and pray.
Maybe tonight we are in this place just to utter your will. And Lord, we are ready to hear you, Lord, when you prophesy with our life. We are ready, Lord, to hear you, Lord, when you prophesy to us, Lord, because you are the Lord. And we believe that our life and everybody's life will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, and amen.
Amen.
My brother, let's make it 0.5. 0.5. Now, people of Kanana, there are four things that I'm going to talk about. And I want you to underline those four things.
0.5.
I didn't say stop, I said 0.5. Now, the Bible says,
it's a Bible.
There was a man and two women in a place called Bethany. The Bible says,
it's a Bible.
Jesus loved that family very much. Now the Bible says,
it's a Bible.
Lazarus, in the place of Bethany. He was sick. His sickness caused him to die. People of Kanana, their sickness, some sickness, they will cause you to die. The Bible says,
it's a Bible.
When Martha, looked at Lazarus, you love, it is very secure.
has heard the news. He never hushed. He was waiting for the right moment. Jesus was waiting for the right moment. And today is the right moment.
Now the Bible says,
Martha,
the people that the Martha sent, they went back to Martha.
They
said, we told him that
in
things that is not interested,
and
instead of to plan, the Bible says he died.
Wafa.
Maybe they had the societies. When he died, the Bible says they took him and beat him. Now people in Bethany, they came to comfort, but they didn't come to comfort. Their mission was to confirm
that
he is dead. Let's go down one. Now, the Bible says,
into Bible,
Jesus,
which is,
entered there. And he said to them,
what
he
give us?
Show me.
Mboni say,
where did you put
him? The
Bible says,
it's a Bible.
Martha said,
umata wati.
It's already 4 days.
We into a zine.
And a wanka.
Futu ya nuga.
And a wanka.
Useya nuga.
Amela Jesu.
Ujesu.
Unyaka unijuano.
Ufuna unjalu nuga.
Jesu.
Ujesu.
Unyaka unijuano.
Ufuna unjalu.
Ujalu ya pili. The problem is still continuing. Mamela,
Lalela,
Ubashi, Washubu.
Ilo psu.
Joshua Kenya.
Ujoshua Ngena.
Kara familia.
Pagati kwa mdeni wako.
No, by me name is Jesus.
Manji iti pape lu
Jesus. I'll be calling it me.
Maga figa iti me.
Arubona.
Utigibo.
Roll the stone for me.
Uti, susani lite.
Roll the stone for me.
Susani lite.
Na Joshua.
Ilo psu.
Udini.
My life is miserable.
My life is miserable. Raise your hands up. Even if you are in your house, I can't see you. But Jesus sees you. He came for you. Raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Pray with you. Those who have raised their hands, come forward. Come forward. Jesus is alive. He came for your situation. These wrong people are talking about you. They are saying what is happening about you. But tonight, Jesus is changing your situation. The Bible says, and set him free. Lead him to go. I'm going to pray with you. You'll feel that he is inside. You'll feel that he is inside. Thank you, Jesus. Raise up your hands.